following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, St. Peter auditioning for... What's that say? The auditioning for the next Carl's Jr. sexy television commercial?
Yeah, that's right. Jesus, that's right. What's wrong with that?
What?
What do you mean?
Oh, all right.
I'm going to do this.
Let's just do it. We got time anyway.
Yeah, shut up already,
St.
Jesus.
St. Peter auditioning to be in the next sexy Carl's Jr. television commercial.
That's right.
Break a leg, Peter. Just do it.
All right. I got my burger right here. My burger. Okay, let's do it. You're ready. Okay, let's go.
All right.
Hi, I'm St. Peter, and I love eating at Carl's Jr. It's so good. Watch me eat this burger and how sexy it is. Oh, it's so
good. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's the best burger.
That's gross, dude. That is gross.
It's the best burger ever. Oh, that's so... Shut up, Jesus.
It's falling out of your mouth.
I'm going to show you this fucking burger. Shut up.
It's falling out of your mouth, dude. That's fucking gross.
Hi. I'm St. Peter, and I eat burgers sexy. Watch me eat this burger sexy.
Oh, come on.
That's so good.
Nobody's going to think that's sexy,
Peter. This burger is so good.
Nobody's going to think that's sexy. That is awful.
You shut up, Jesus. Just shut up. I'm trying to do this. God damn it.
Oh, that's gross. It's gross.
I need some drink. Let's go again.
Fucking gross, dude.
Hey, I'm St. Peter here for Carl's Jr. I love Carl's Jr. and I love this burger. This burger, it's already got a few bites taken out of it, but that's okay. Don't worry about that. This is the bite that counts. It's so good, and I'm so sexy when I do it.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'll take a bite, and then I'll take my shirt off. Here we go.
No, let's not do that. That's not necessary. Oh, my God.
Good.
That is so horrific.
This is a good burger.
That is horrific.
Here, I'm gonna take my shirt off now.
Don't take your. Oh, come on.
Yeah,
come on. Good. That is nasty.
Look how fucking sexy I am when I eat this fucking burger.
You try to shave your chest?
Carl's Jr., you should hire me. Check
Christ.
This shit out.
That is not sexy.
Look at these nipples.
Dude. Oh, my.
Jesus, will you shut the fuck up? You're ruining my audition. I can't. I'm going to cut you out of this. I'm trying to fucking make an audition tape. What are you doing? God damn it, I can't even fucking throw up sounds on my audition tape.
That is fucking awful, dude.
It's not going to get him to do anything. It's
fucking awful.
Man, I'm getting some heartburn. Jesus Christ.
They're not going to hire you, man.
Burgers. Will you shut up, Jesus?
They're not going to hire that bullshit, dude.
Hi. I'm St. Peter. And I'm so fucking sexy. What's the sexy way? God damn it, Jesus. Can you turn your fucking microphone off or something?
You're not sexy.
You're ruining this for
me.
Holy shit. This could be my ticket out of here.
Fucking awful,
see how sexy
dude.
I am.
That
see how
so
sexy
awful.
I am. I could be fucking gone.
Right.
But you won't shut the fuck up.
Right.
God
right.
damn it, Jesus.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Hey. This is St. Peter. For Carl's Jr. I'm going to tell you how much I love Carl's Jr. and how much I love this burger. Watch how sexy I am when I eat this fucking burger.
Don't do that.
God damn it,
don't
Jesus.
Don't do that. That's,
are you
don't
fucking
eat it
serious?
Again. That's so bad,
are you
bad,
fucking
dude.
Serious,
That's
Jesus?
So
you're
fucking
killing
bad.
Me. Oh, fuck this. Fuck this. I'm done. I'm done.
Look, make sure you'll look for St. Peter in the next Carl's Jr. television ad.
I wish you would fall off of a cliff and fall on your...
This show is a well-oiled machine.
Pizzas shaped like penises.
That's gold, son.
CannabisRadio.com presents the Stoner Jesus Show.
F***ing Christ. Hour 2, I name is Stoner Jesus. April 14th, 2017, we're live on CannabisRadio.com. Welcome to everyone listening live and on podcast. It's Good Friday. So good about it? I don't know. I do realize there's a day they nailed me to a big wooden cross and whipped me and made me carry it and so on and so forth. Ironically named, I'm sure. Thanks everybody for sticking with us or just joining us or whatever it is that you're doing. The Stoner Jesus pickup line's coming up. The Stoner High Holiday of 420 is coming. You go check out. Maybe you want a date for that day or something. I don't know. Anyway, you may have some reason to have to spit some fucking game and some bitches or some bastards to get some poon and or some peen. And you need some lines. Well, I give you those lines. Free of charge, by the way. You're welcome. We also have Deepak Hawking will be joining us. It's been a long time since old Deepak Hawking has been on the show. I have some Good Friday wisdom for you. You'll check out some weird shit on the internet, including, well, United Airlines is having a rough week. The dude that got beat up, the doctor dude, apparently it was a hardcore partier, I guess. United Airlines passenger was stung by a scorpion that fell from the overhead bin. Well, I would not want to be United Airlines right now. They are the Paris Hilton's vagina of airlines. Getting fucked all over the place. Am I right? Anyway, all that coming up in hour two. Probably won't be a full hour. Like I said before, it depends. If I feel like it. If I run out of shit to say, the show's over. Don't forget on 420, April 20th, 2017, on Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, I will be live on our Facebook page. The Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live number 6. I will be on the air with you all on video, live, in Technicolor, I guess. Is that what we do? Where you at? Technicolor? I don't know. I'm unfamiliar with the technology here in Stoner Heaven. Even with all the time I've spent here. Be live at 420 Eastern Time on 420 with you all is the point. Now, we actually have some music for this. Nah, fuck it. Just let the theme music play out. We'll use that. By the way, go check out the new StonerJesus.net if you haven't already. Many of you are probably listening to this on the new StonerJesus.net. If so, welcome. Go check out the other pages and stuff. Worked very, very hard to bring you this basic website. Yeah. Man, it's in my fucking eye, too. Usually by the time of the show when the wheels come off, the train leaves the tracks. Fucking annoying. Anyway, Stoner Jesus pickup lines. As I said, the Stoner High Holiday of 420 is coming up. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you're lonely because you don't know how to talk to people. You know how to speak. I speak professionally on this microphone to literally thousands of people. So I know of which I speak. You need some game. You need to spit some game. Where are you going to go if you need some game? If you want to get some poon or some peen, where are you going to go? Who are you going to call, as they used to say in the 80s? Stoner Jesus, of course. Stoner Jesus pickup lines, one of our longest running segments on the show. It goes back to, God, fucking Podomatic. We put shows on Podomatic in 2008. Blog Talk Radio in 2009. It's crazy.
doing this entirely too long. To be at this point in my career, it's been too long. It's 9 years. I've been fucking podcasting. I started podcasting in 06. 11 years I've been podcasting for 11 years. Wow. Maybe it's time for re-examination. Holy shit. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah, getting some Pinot or some Pinot 420. Use some pickup lines. Stern Jesus pickup lines always come in twos. I don't know why. You can write them down. You can clip this part out of the podcast. You can download it. Whatever it is you need to do, pickup line number one. Hey, baby. You remind me of a big bag of weed. You're soft. You smell great. And if I could, I would set you on fire and pull the resulting smoke into my lungs. Let's just say pull. Say inhale. Inhale the resulting smoke into my lungs. A little edit. A little self-edit. Stern Jesus pickup line number two. Baby, it's 420. And by law, if I offer you this joint, you have to smoke some of it. Now, we all know that's not a law, but some women will believe it. And you're saying to yourself, well, Stern Jesus, or some men as well. There's dumb fuckers in both genders. And for those of you who got offended by me saying both genders, I'm sorry. I'm deaf. So I'm going with for now. Too much. It's too much to cram in. You know what I'm saying? So, there's some dummies out there. Maybe it's right. And you're saying, well, Stern Jesus, what does that do? How's that getting me poon or peen? Well, I'm breaking the ice, motherfucker. That's what pickup lines are. I'm not guaranteeing that you're going to get what you think you're going to get. You're actually going to get poon or peen. That's entirely up to you. I'm breaking the ice. They're pickup lines. I can't do everything. I mean, hell, if I'm going to do everything, I might as well just do it. I'll cut you out of the fucking equation totally. I'll do it myself. So I'm giving you the icebreaker. The icebreaker. And then you're chilling, you're smoking. It's 420. You know, who knows? Who knows what will happen? Maybe you're not too ugly. Maybe your fucking personality is not total shit. Maybe you'll get somewhere. I don't know. You can't be a pessimist. You gotta be a glass half full kind of person with these. You gotta have confidence. Especially with that one. You know, you're fucking telling a blatant lie. They don't have to do anything on 420. They don't have to smoke weed. In fact, most places it's probably still illegal. Even on 420. But it's an icebreaker. What the fuck you want from me? Again, you get what you pay for. And shit. After the break, Deepak Hawking will join us. It's been a long time. Maybe for good reason. We'll see. Going to drop some knowledge on Good Friday. When I say knowledge, I'm not talking about the knowledge I just gave you. It's a knowledge of a different sort, on a higher plane. Some of it you may not even understand. Somewhere along the line, somewhere in the future of your life, you look back on it, maybe 2, maybe 7 years from now, and say, hey, that thing that Deepak Hawking said on the Stern Jesus show that one day, now I get it. Now I understand. And you'll feel the understanding wash over you. Like water from a shower. God, I'm killing the analogies today. Fuck yeah. High noon with Stern Jesus. It is April 14th, 2017. We have Deepak Hawking up in his biatch. Right after these promos of all the awesome shows are on CannabisRadio.com. They're awesome. Go check them all out because they're all great. You hear about some of them right now. We'll be back, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the host of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
From high atop Mount Soledad in San Diego, California, 100 feet above sea level. Good morning. It's Good News with Cannabis Nurse Heather.
This plant is amazing. Positive change is happening. We did it. No matter who you are, you can make a positive impact on the world.
I would rather be illegally alive than legally dead.
And that quote helped to give you strength.
Nurse Heather is only on CannabisRadio.com.
Good morning, Cannabis Nurse Heather.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
Hey, this is Tommy Chong. This is Ray Dawn on the other mic.
Yes, the eldest.
It was awesome. And we saw, it was called Dying to Know.
It's a love story between Ram Dass and Tim Leary.
Yeah, the gay Jew and Tim.
But he wasn't gay when he was a professor. He didn't know.
Yeah, that must have been a shock to his wife.
The one time he, like, met a vagina.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yep. Welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus live Fridays on CannabisRadio.com. It's April 14th, 2017. Do you have a longtime guest of the show? It's been a long time since he's been here. He's been out on his motivational speaking tour, out on the circuit, as they call it, in the world of motivational speakers, I'm assuming. I don't actually know. One of the greatest motivational speakers ever. He has graced us with his presence a few times to drop abundant knowledge. He's here today to bring us knowledge about Good Friday. Welcome to the show, everybody. Deepak Hawking. Deepak, please, people are just, they're gathered around their iPads and their computers and their phones, and they want some knowledge. Please drop us some.
Nature differentiates into the doorway to knowledge.
First of all, it was kind of loud. Deepak, you want to back off the mic a little bit. But what you said is actually quite deep. Deepak Hawking, you have any other knowledge for us that you'd like to drop?
The secret of the universe is inside immortal truth.
Oh, that is, God, that's really true. And Shirley Chu, who else is going to give you the secret to the universe other than Deepak Hawking here on the Stern Jesus Show? Deepak. Mr. Hawking, I'm sorry. I feel like we know each other. We're friends or whatever. But, you know, I'll call it Mr. Hawking. Is there more? It's Good Friday. People are looking for some wisdom on Good Friday. Do you have anything else for them?
Greatness is only possible in reckless excellence.
Okay. Wow. Sounds like something St. Peter would say, but nah, maybe not in those words because he doesn't really know big words, but I think it's a sentiment that St. Peter, if he were here, would agree with. I'm already getting tired of this, Mr. Hawking, so if you have anything else, please let us know.
Information unfolds into cosmic potentiality.
All right. That's a little more cryptic than the others, I guess. Mr. Deepak Hawking, Good Friday, wisdom, knowledge, all that shit. We only really have time. I'm getting tired. I want to get to something else. So if you have anything else for us, Mr. Deepak Hawking.
Perception creates subjective belonging.
All right. I think that's one of those things that, like, 10 years down the road, you'll just get. You'll be like, yeah, that's absolutely right. Perception creates subjective belonging. I know what that means now. Because right now, I don't, to be honest with you. One more, Mr. Deepak Hawking, live on the Stoner Jesus Show.
The human nervous system is an ingredient of subjective chaos.
All right. I think that's as good a place as any to stop. Thank you, Mr. Deepak Hawking, for coming in and gracing us with your presence and your amazing wisdom and your amazing ability to deliver that wisdom in an entertaining fashion. It's always great, and we'll have you on another year. High noon with Stoner Jesus. April 14th, 2017. We'll check out some shit, like the United Passenger with a Scorpion and other shit before we get up out of here. So stay tuned. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. We love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to eqiu.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's eqiu.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everyone. High Noon with Stern Jesus. Do it every Friday now at High Noon on CannabisRadio.com live. You check out the podcast, of course, on CannabisRadio.com, StonerJesus.net, the new StonerJesus.net, as well as iHeartRadio, iTunes, all those different places. I think I'll need to update the Stitcher feed. And, other than that, all the feeds, I think, are, you know, working. Go check out our new Podbean site. If you need a new RSS feed, it's there for your podcatcher or whatever you listen to the show on. Or just like I said, just go to iHeartRadio or iTunes or CannabisRadio.com or, you know, wherever. We're everywhere, man. Everywhere. Now, check out some shit from the internet. Before we get up out of here, this is from HuffingtonPost.com. Passenger on United Airlines flight was stung by a scorpion that apparently fell out of the overhead bin.
United Airlines passenger was stung by a scorpion mid-flight on Sunday. Richard Bell was traveling from Houston to Calgary when a scorpion fell on him from an overhead bin. United told CNBC that the crew consulted a doctor on the ground who provided guidance throughout the ordeal. The United Airlines spokesman Charles Hobart told CNBC, quote, medical personnel met the aircraft after it arrived in Calgary. The passenger's injuries were non-life-threatening. The airline was recently hit with backlash after a video surfaced of a customer being forcefully dragged off an overbooked United Airlines flight. The bottom line, a scorpion stung a United Airlines passenger mid-flight.
What a weird way to do a video. Anyway, yeah, United is really getting pounded in the ass this week. Woman charged with holding a cab driver at knife point, robbing him, and sucking his dick. I don't know. That's what the thing says. It's World Star Hip Hop. Let's see if that's true.
Cabbie assaulted and robbed at knife point. A 23-year-old woman has been indicted by a jury for forcibly copulating with and then robbing a male taxi driver at knife point.
What? What is up with the narrator? It sounds like he's doing a character.
The crime happened back in January when three people called a cab service and asked...
It's like George Takei on helium.
...for pickup at a hotel in Findlay, Ohio.
Like it happened in January.
During the ride, one man pulled out a knife and held it to the driver's throat. His female companion then forced herself on the cabbie, threatening him to get him to submit. Once the deed was done, the two criminals took 30...
Mother, hold this knife to your throat. I'm gonna suck your dick.
$32 from the traumatized driver's pocket and fled the scene. The woman was arrested on a warrant after the victim reported the incident to police. One accomplice is still at large, while the third person with them is yet to be charged.
What the fuck is with that audio? That jerking. It didn't happen in the Huffington Post video, but now it happens in this one. It seems to happen in a certain audio. I don't know. Space group protests Donald Trump from 90,000 feet above the Earth. Edgar Mitchell, the late NASA astronaut who has walked on the moon, once said that when you see Earth from outer space, you develop a global consciousness, an intense dissatisfaction with the state of the world, and a compulsion to do something about it. From out there on the moon, international politics looks so petty, Mitchell continued. You went to grab a politician by the scruff of the neck and drag him a quarter of a million miles out and say, look at that, you son of a bitch. That was a colorful dude. The same words were evoked this week in a project the Autonomous Space Agency Network is calling the first protest in space, ASAN, an organization that promotes DIY space exploration, sent a tweet high above the earth using a homemade weather balloon in an attempt to get President Donald Trump's attention. It was the message. The message was exactly what Mitchell had suggested. Quote, look at that, you son of a bitch. Do-it-yourself space exploration. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm ready for that. Gave no fucks. Half-naked woman runs out on a plastic surgery bill. This is from World Star Hip Hop. Previous stories from Huffington Post. This is from World Star Hip Hop.
Hey, she's running. She's running.
She's running. There's security footage.
Come on, Julie.
She has like one of those plastic gurneys on. That's not a gurney. What is it? Plastic, I don't know. Like paper dress.
Subject running. Let me see your hands! Get out of the car! Get out of the car now! Get out of the car now! Get out of the car now! Get out of the car!
Wow. They're like beating on the windshield with their guns. And this bitch don't care. Her paper dress is stuck in the door. And she is fleeing the scene in her car. I'm surprised they didn't shoot at her.
So that happened. With me, Karen Curtis, news anchor at WFTL Radio in Boynton Beach, Florida. Karen Curtis, what the heck is going on in Miami? Look, they caught her eventually, but she was on the run for a while. How'd she end up in custody?
She actually turned herself in, believe it or not. I mean, the price wow. of beauty. This story is amazing. And those officers, the South Miami police officer.
Oh, God, that fucking that audio jerking shit. That's getting on my goddamn nerves. We're going to do one more. I'm going to fuck out of here. It's annoying. Teen accidentally kills himself on Instagram live while friends watch. I'm sure many of you have seen this story. Fucking technical difficulties.
He's only 13. And just the thought of me seeing him on the floor would never leave my brain.
But first, new at 5, a heartbreaking story you'll see only on 11 Alive. A mother in disbelief tonight, mourning the loss of her teenage son. He accidentally shot and killed himself live on Instagram.
Forest Park police are now investigating while the 13-year-old's parents hope that families can learn from this tragedy. 11 Alive's Joe Hankey spoke to the grieving parents this afternoon.
Well, Jeff and Sheba, the 13-year-old's parents tell me they raised their son the right way. They set out to be role models, monitored his social media accounts, and kept tabs on who he was friends with. But with all of that, they believe some outside influence still led to tragedy.
Malachi Hemphill's parents say they will remember their 13-year-old boy as a talented, smiling young man.
You know, it was so much things that he...
Why the fuck, and I'm sure they get to it in the story, I'm hoping, why the fuck does a 13-year-old have a gun?
Knew how to do that. He was good at it, so well, he didn't know what he wanted to do.
But on Monday night, 10 minutes after his mom saw him take out the trash, she heard something terrifying.
I heard a big boom. I couldn't tell if it was a gunshot or what. I just knew that it was something that was wrong.
Inside their Forest Park home, Shaniqua Stevens and her daughter ran upstairs and began yelling for Malachi through his locked door, a door his mom says he never locked.
We kicked in the door. We found him just laying there in a pool of blood. My daughter screamed and said, "Mom, turn his phone off." And as I proceeded to look at his phone, he was on Instagram Live.
She says she did not know her son was on Instagram Live or that he brought home a gun, but believes he got it from a friend. As he showed it off on camera, his mom said he accidentally shot himself. Minutes later, in her front yard, neighborhood children gathered.
I guess these were the kids that were watching it on live that live in the area.
Her son later died in the hospital. Now she wants her son's tragic death to force parents to never stop asking questions, to know where their children are and what they're doing.
Monitor their phones. Just monitor your children. More now than anything.
Yeah, but they apparently, this according to them, they monitored her child. She monitored her child more than any, as much as humanly possible. The fucking kid has a loaded gun and is playing with it on Instagram Live.
And Malachi's stepfather says he worked to be a role model, spoke about wrong and right and making decisions, but he now knows that a wrong influence outside of the home can still lead to heartbreak.
It can happen to the best parents, that's best to their kids, to the best of, to their ability. It can happen to the best people, the best ones that love their kids.
Yeah, it can happen to anybody. These fucking kids are nuts. To be dumb enough to think, I'm going to play with a gun on Instagram Live, and thought, hey, that sounds like a good fucking idea. That's my shit right there. And now the 13-year-old obviously doesn't know how to use a fucking gun. You never pointed at yourself. It's like rule number one of a fucking gun. Even before you make sure that it's not loaded, the first consideration is you don't point it at yourself or anyone else unless you intend on fucking killing them. But obviously a 13-year-old don't know that. He knows what he's seeing in the rap videos. Yo, yo, motherfucker, I got my gat and I'm going to put it in my fucking pants. And my gat's hanging in my pants, my pants around my knees. So I got to reach down to my knees to get my gat if I'm going to shoot a motherfucker. No, that's not the way it goes in real life. You play with a gun, you point it at yourself. If it goes off, you're fucking dead. That's the lesson to be learned. Don't point a fucking gun at yourself or anyone else. And then, of course, after that, make sure it's not loaded. If it is loaded, make sure you know it's loaded and you intend on doing something with it. Make sure the safety's on. There's all kinds of fucking things wrong with that story. It's a bummer note to go out on, but you know, I would do more, but this is the fucking, the jerky, the audio thing is annoying me. It's ruining my day, goddammit. Don't ruin my weekend. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up all this shit into a nice little bow. Neat little package. High noon. With Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com, April 14th, 2017. Biatch.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net or go to KindSoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, KindSoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, lady marijuana, llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com. April 14th, 2017. We'll get up out of here. It's a beautiful day outside. I'm going to enjoy my weekend. Hope you all do the same. Don't forget, Thursday, April 20th, 2017, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to be on Facebook. It's going to be facebook.com/stonerjesus420. If you're listening to this after 420, go check out the video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/stonerjesus420, or just search Stoner Jesus on Facebook. It's also linked on the new stonerjesus.net. Go check out the new stonerjesus.net, listen to the podcasts. Listen to them if you can on the Podbean site, because it's a new platform for us, and the better stats we get, the higher we're ranked, and the more people will see us, and so on and so forth. So go check out the podcasts on the new stonerjesus.net. stonerjesus.podbean.com is where it redirects to. If you're on Podbean, go follow us. All of that good, happy horse shit. See you Thursday on Facebook, 420. I don't know if I'll do a radio show next Friday. We'll see. See how burned out I am. Get it? The day after 420. We'll definitely be on Facebook on 420. Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. 4 p.m. Eastern on 420. Be there. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. Go check out the new site. All the pages, the podcasts, all the recent audio. Be awesome of you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Happy Good Friday, and as always, peace, bitches.